This
is Mythical.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
This is Dispatches from Myrtle Beach with Charles Neal and my son Link from Good Mythical Morning. How you doing, son?
I'm doing good. I mean, every time we get to connect, I just get a boost of energy, Dad. I don't know. I just really look forward to it. And then you know what?
Yeah.
I get to watch these back before they come out, and I get another boost. So this is just a bunch of energy boosts for me.
Well, that's pretty good. You getting boosted up.
You're boosting me up. How are you feeling?
Oh, doing good.
You feel boosted?
I always need for you to give me a boost. I mean, when you get my age, it's always good for somebody to give you a boost, whether it's up in the truck or up the ladder or whatever.
You need a boost to get up in your truck?
No, I'd get in it pretty good. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. But I'll slap you in the ass next time I see you getting in your truck. I do remember that you had a jacked up truck. Did we talk about this on like one of the first dispatches? That like Dookie Brown Chevrolet truck that was like jacked up. I thought as a little kid, I thought it was the most awesome thing ever.
You could probably walk up under it.
Yeah. You got to get a boost to get up in that thing.
Oh, yeah, it was, I had a set of 44 Monster Mudders on it, so you had to get on up, but it was, I believe it was 38 inches off the ground from where you had to get inside of it.
That was cool. I remember that. Yeah, but yeah, I'll boost you up. I'll boost you. Don't stick your boost out. You know that saying. Stick your boost out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
For those watching the video version, demonstrate what sticking your boost out is.
Don't stick your boost out. Don't stick it out, don't you?
Why is that called a boost?
We'd have to probably
use the internet. We ain't gonna do that.
We ain't got time for that. So
no, we don't.
Well, you know what, Link, we had some a mother sent in a picture of Millie that was a picture of a baby that was our first Myrtle Beach babies. Well,
you're talking about the one before the youngest Myrtle Beach.
Yep.
Okay, all right, I got you.
Well, we got more Myrtle Beast, 3 of them that we've got, and we got one from Archer that's 1 month old that's on the left, and Bennett that's 13 months old in the middle, and Anna, 6 months old on the right. So, hey, we got some new young Myrtle Beast.
I love that one in the middle. The kid in the middle is just like standing there in a stupor, like, what? This is a thing? What? If this is entertainment, put me back in the womb. I don't know. Maybe he loves it. Bennett, hey, Anna, or Ina. Hey.
Yeah.
What's the first one? CJ?
Archer.
Archer, of course. I bet his middle name is CJ. Archer, you keep watching. Y'all be good to your parents. Y'all need to mind your parents. Don't stick your boots out. Don't stick that boots out. Don't you do it. Put that boots back away.
Boy, I bet they stick a boots out once in a while, though. They know how to do it, not even know they're doing it.
Oh, it's instinctive.
I thought that was a pretty neat thing that we've got people watching and got their little babies 1 month old, 13 to 6 months old. And
yeah, we love to see little kids. We love to see pictures of little kids watching our show. Uh-huh. Send in the pictures of your kids watching our show. Don't be creepy, Dad.
No, I think it's kind of good because if the little kids is watching, that means your moms and dads is watching.
That's really what's happening.
That's right. So, yep. You know, just leave them children alone. If they want to take pictures of them, let them be watching the show with us. That's quite all right.
I love that.
Sending them pictures in.
Because back when I had a babysitter, when I was babysat, yeah. I had a number of them, and there was one thing that was true of all of them, and Christy said it was true of her babysitter, too, when she was in grade school. They'd put you outside and lock the door when their stories came on so they could watch their stories. You know what I'm talking about?
Put you outside.
They'd put us outside, and Christy's babysitter would lock the door so they wouldn't come in and interrupt the babysitter watching her stories. You know what stories are, don't you?
The soap operas are,
Yep.
I guess so, dude.
And yeah, it was like, I was outside being young and restless, and she was inside watching Young and Restless. That's what was happening. Yeah. And you know what? That's what could be happening here, but we are promoting more convergence. Let the kids come. Let the kids come to the table of dispatches from Myrtle Beach. That we will raise them.
Yep.
I mean, my first babysitter, Loretta, I called her Redder.
Yeah.
Did you hear she passed away about a month ago, two months ago?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, Mom called me and told me that Loretta passed away. I was so sad. And I was like, I feel like I wish I would have been able to go home. I wasn't able to go home to go to the service. And she didn't find out until after the service anyway. I don't think she had a lot of family left. But the last few times I've been home, she would come over to Mom's house and see me. All like 4'7" of her.
Yeah.
She's like this little woman. It was like the perfect first babysitter. She didn't lock me out for anything. You know, she loved me like one of her own. You know. She was such a sweet woman. And I'm so sad that she's gone. And that there were, you know, she didn't. And I didn't hear about it until afterward. So, rest in peace, Loretta Redder. We love you. She was the best.
She was a good one.
But we're going to raise the next generation without even knowing it.
Without even knowing it.
That's right. Yeah. That's what we're doing, Dad.
We're working on it.
We're working on it without even really working.
Yeah. Yeah. No, this ain't much like work, is it? Me and you just have a good time. Right.
Keep the kids coming.
Send us some pictures.
It's time for another edition of Myrtle Beach Mailbag. Well, I got some emails we're going to go over this week. It says, I got one from Patty Farley. It says, what do you call a guy who cries when he masturbates? Oh, here we go again.
Is the word jerk involved?
It's getting pretty close. Yep.
Tearjerker. I got
it. That's right. You got it. That's right.
I didn't have it.
Jerker.
Even when I said jerk, I didn't have it, but then I got it. Give me another one. I'm on a roll.
Okay. Elizabeth Hauser says, why should you take Viagra for a sunburn?
Is this true? I think it is.
Yeah. why should you take Viagra for a sunburn? Lee says, it won't cure it, but it'll keep the sheets off your legs at night.
That's a good one. That's a good, okay, so just to set the record straight, you do not take Viagra to treat a sunburn. But the last thing you want is something sticking to those hot legs. You gotta make a tent somehow.
You can figure something out besides having to take Viagra, though. Ain't that right?
No, you can't.
Okay, well, just take some Viagra when you get sunburned then.
I'll think about it, Dad. I'll think about it. Thanks for sharing.
Okay.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
I got one from Donnie, and he's asking you and I, says, what are each of your favorite family traditions?
Family traditions. Donnie. See, you have the benefit of knowing that you're asking this question. I don't. So you need to go first.
When I was growing up, I guess my favorite family tradition was, you know, I'm like you were, the first grandchild.
Uh-huh.
And I was the first grandchild, too. And every year, because my birthday was the end of May, it was usually always warm. And we had a big cookout and had a big birthday party at our house, on little old house we had, Mom and Daddy had, that we lived in on 9th Street. And all her brothers, Nana's brothers and sisters would come. And Daddy had so many brothers and sisters, all of them couldn't come. He had 10, 9.
That's right.
But some of them would come. So we'd have my favorite family tradition that I think back on was probably, because from the time I was 4 years old to 9 years old, I had a birthday party that was just for me, that all those people come to wish me happy birthday.
Sounded like a family reunion. That's huge.
I'm telling you. But it was really neat because I think back on that. Get out of here.
What? I think back. He's hallucinating.
Got a gnat.
Okay. And, you sure?
I reckon it might be hallucinating, thinking about all them great times when I was growing up that, you know, having a birthday party and getting to see all my aunts and uncles. And
you were the center of attention.
Yeah, and I was the center of, and that's when, you know, Nana's mama was still living. And when she was living, I was always the center of attention. Cause
talking about Shirley?
Yep, Shirley. That would be correct.
Shirley.
That was my favorite family tradition all those years. And of course, we try to do that still with our family, and the people have birthdays and we can't get together. Me and Nancy always call them and sing them happy birthday, you know, to them. So
that, you know, that's one of the things that some families don't have this tradition. And this is a Neil family tradition that you've passed along to me. And that's when you call somebody to wish them a happy birthday, you give them the song. You sing to them. You get them on the phone. They say hello. Happy birthday to you. Yeah. And you sing the whole song.
Sometimes
you might speed it up. Not half of it, all of it. That's something that we've always done. And I do that now. And I'll do that with friends. Because they don't, you know, they're not ready for it. It's like, what? You know, cause people, it only happens once a year. People are never fully prepared to know how to act when they're being sung to. Like if they're at the party and it's like, oh, it's that time again. Everybody's going to sing to me. It's like, well, do you, you know, some people wave. Some people are like, oh, everybody's looking at me. It's like, a lot of, I don't know what it is, Dad, but I hate to break it to you. Some people don't like to be the center of attention. They're weirdos. I don't know what the problem is. You and I think we got this figured out. Birthdays are a great time. Everybody's singing to me? Yes, yes, yes. Eye contact, waving, shaking of hands. Yes, I celebrate me. Yes, sing to me. Sing to me. Keep singing. Sing it again. Is there a second verse to this? You know, some people are like, oh, I don't know. I don't know what to do. Hey, you wish them happy birthday. And they're like, oh, happy birthday to you too. You got to be better than that. You got to be ready for it. We're ready for
it. I got friends that even still back in Golston that's my age or older. And a lot of me and Nancy still call them. And when they answer the phone, I sing happy birthday to them. And listen, some of them, if they don't answer and I get a voicemail, we sing it to them anyway, and then we'll call them back and sing them. And hey,
oh,
they call me and Nancy back and say, I saved that. I don't even erase it from my phone. I keep it where.
Yeah, it's a gift in and of itself.
That's a highlight. They say, you know, that's a highlight of my day, even though, you know, they got family that, I don't know if anybody calls them and sing, but we call them and sing happy birthday to them, and they love it.
It's a gift in and of itself. And I do think it gets you off the hook from actually having to buy a real gift.
Yeah, I ain't going to buy them all a gift. No.
Nope,
so that is a gift.
That was your gift. That's what I was going to start saying at the end. And that was your gift. You better save it.
I think sometimes me and Nancy kind of, when we're getting ready to call, we do some humming, and sometimes when you sing, sometimes it's good, and then boy, sometimes it ain't good. And then you tell them in the end, say, well, I sang happy birthday to you, but it wasn't the best I ever done, but I still hope you enjoyed it. So, you know, I bite the bullet on it, me and Nancy.
Yeah. Happy birthday. You need a pitch pipe. You need a pitch pipe.
Yeah.
Then you call.
Yeah.
I think my family tradition is, I think it's watching Survivor. Like over the pandemic, like that was our life. All five of us, we watch it together. And now that like new seasons of Survivor, whenever they come out, we're like, all right, we're going to watch it. And, you know, with the kids, with Lily off at college, Lincoln going off to college, it's still a tradition. We still talk about it. And sometimes we still wait until they come back home to kind of catch up or watch it. That's the one that came to my mind.
Oh, we want to make an announcement. We're taking a spring break.
That's right. For the next 4 weeks, we're taking off, so no dispatches. And we're returning for a fresh new episode on May 16th.
So we'll see you back then on May the 16th. Well, I got email from Nicole Crawford, and she's in a dilemma with her husband of 10 years from Michigan.
Okay.
And she said, I'm a Southern girl through and through. I get the idea that you might love Southern cuisine as much as I do, and would love your advice on what to cook for my husband that will make him fall head over heels in love with Southern food. Mm. Despite every attempt I've made to cook certain dishes for him, take time for the best Southern restaurants I think of or share with him all the nostalgia I have for Southern food, he has yet to get on board. How can I make him understand that he's missing out on some of the best food he ever put in his mouth? Well, you know, Nicole, I've been thinking about this a little bit. You know, when I read this email, I said, I got to kind of wait and bring this one up because, you know, I got to thinking, well, he's from Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
And she didn't tell me what all she's cooked for him. And
yeah.
So I figured she cooked him some fried chicken or
right.
doing stuff like that. Yeah. But, you know.
Maybe she's not a good cook. Do you think about that? Maybe it's
well,
not.
I thought, you know, I won't.
Sorry, Nicole.
I didn't say that. Link said that, Nicole, but, you know, that may be, you know.
What were you thinking? Giving Nicole the benefit of the doubt, you were.
Oh, yeah. But we, you know, when people grow up in different parts of this country, they get used to all the kind of food that they're used to. And I don't know how, I think when you're up that way, people like sauerkraut and like stuff like that. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, and they ain't much on grits. And, you know, when you get to telling them about grits, they don't want nothing to do with no grits.
They don't get it.
And eat them. But, you know, if you know how to make and learn how to make some cream gravy or milk gravy with sausage in it, and make some biscuits and put in it, and where you can just dip it in that milk gravy with the sausage and give that to him.
Whew.
And boy, and you can cook him some scrambled eggs or something to go with it or something. But, you know, sometimes when I go to a restaurant down here, it just says, you just get milk gravy and biscuits with sausage in it. And man, it's some kind of good.
How could he not like that?
Mama's mama used to make it, man.
Charlotte?
Charlotte make it. It'd make you want to slap your mama. It was so good, I'm telling you.
So your grandma made something that made you want to slap her daughter, your mama?
Yeah. Huh? I mean, it was that good. But, you know, so only thing I can tell you is if what you've cooked for him and something like that you cooked for him, if that don't work, you might as well just forget it. Cause
the marriage?
No, not the marriage. But just sometimes
you can
take somebody out of their culture and try to get them to like what you like. And I'm just going to say this, probably going to offend some people. But sometimes when you're a Yankee and you're from up north, you just don't like Southern stuff. I'm telling you.
That's on you, Yankee.
Yeah,
that's your problem, Yankee.
Yeah, so
God,
you know,
call him a Yankee.
Yeah.
Can you do that? I don't know. I don't know, Dad. I don't know if you can call.
I don't know. I told you I might get in trouble for this. But you know, where I live at in Myrtle Beach, we have Yankees to move down here all the time. You know, a lot of them come down here and they like our Southern food because they must like it. They come down here and stay.
For
so
real, it's awesome.
I don't know what to tell you. Anything else I can tell you about helping you cook and get him to like.
Nicole, get you some sausage, gravy, and biscuits. Man, you're making me hungry, Dad. I got to get some of that.
Yeah.
Only place to get that out. There's nowhere to get that. I don't know where I would get that out here.
Well, you know, they make the sausage gravy in the grocery store in a can where you can get it and it ain't too bad.
Well, you can't find grits in a grocery store out here. I don't know if you can find what you're talking about.
Oh, I don't know. You might not can find that out there either then.
My kids order grits off the internet, have it shipped to the house.
Mm.
They do that themselves. It makes me pretty proud.
Well, you know, we... Link, we usually have a thing where we do an ad, but I got something I want to run by you.
Okay.
Because you see where I'm sitting at.
Yeah.
And all this room in the bedroom back here and everything. And then where you're sitting, you got that nice little decor behind you and, you know, looks like nice stuff and everything. So, I run this by Logan, and we think maybe we ought to get us a backdrop back here, like with a 3 foot by 5 foot that says Dispatches from Myrtle Beach.
Oh, you want a fancy backdrop like me. You're jealous.
Yeah, that's exactly. Yes, I know.
And look at this, Dad. Like, it's not even in the shot. I got a daggone sign that's not even in the shot. Is this going to be good enough?
Hey.
Look at that.
Well, that's pretty neat, but I think you need to keep that, and we need to, you know, with all those people that you've got out there in that graphic department, they're kind of working on some stuff, and they go run it by you and see what you think of it. How about
that? Hold on. Whoa. You're putting my people to work, and I don't even know about it?
Well, I don't know. I don't. Didn't you tell me this was my show?
This is your show. You're talking about running it by me, but it sounds like you already got my graphics people working on it. What are you talking
about? me and Logan, you know, I told her if I got her in trouble that I'd get her out of it, that I'd be the one let her just throw me under the bus. It was all my idea, okay. So, you know.
So describe what you have in mind.
Have something with dispatches from Myrtle Beach and maybe some stuff like, because I live at the beach, like with some waves on the back of it and in it and kind of in it and some colors like that okay. Look like the beach and with dispatches from Myrtle Beach in it. You know, that's kind of what we've been thinking about a little bit, but...
Whatever makes you happy, I'm on board.
Okay.
But
that's kind of like me and the mullet then, you know. You had to get mine and get Nancy to go along with it. So, you know, Logan,
I appreciate that.
Sounded like we got it on the show that he's kind of going along with it. So we'll see where it goes.
It's your show. If you want a backdrop, if you're jealous of my backdrop, and I understand. I totally understand. It's a nice, great backdrop. And you want one for yourself, then I want you to be happy. I want you to feel like that you're in your space, you're in your zone, and this is your thing. And I champion this.
Well, I think I think our Myrtle Beast would like it. I think they'd really like it. Instead of seeing this backside of this bedroom, I think they'd like it.
And if we ever want to just sit, I kind of like the charm of the seeing the edge of the bed and Nana's jewelry workstation, but that's just me. And if I ever miss it a lot, you can just pull up the shade and show
it to me. That's right. I'll show it to you.
Can I add a few things to it? Like, I feel like it needs to have, I mean, I don't know. You said you wanted to have waves.
Hey, listen, if you get one made for the show, you fix it like you want to. It'll be quite all right. You've been doing this longer than I have. You just get your input and you and Logan and all these people you got out there that work for you.
Well, if you put it that way.
Just take it and run with it.
All right. It's a yes from me, but you didn't need it.
Okay. All right.
Look how happy he is, Logan. Look how happy he is.
So happy.
He's tickled to death. He's tickled to death about it.
Well, I got a thing here. You want to play the Southern Slang Gang with me again?
Yes. That was my impression of you.
Okay.
You didn't get it?
Y'all been out there so long, you don't understand Southern anymore.
All right, how's this going to work?
If you, do you know anything about pigs?
Are you telling me how the game works, or are you playing the game?
No, I'm playing the game.
Oh, good, because... okay. All right.
I'm sorry.
Bacon? I know a little bit about pigs, yeah. I know about pork loin. I know about bacon. I know about ham hocks. I know about pickled pig's feet, even though I don't like those.
Well, do you know about them if they're alive and what they like?
Like slop?
Well, they like slop.
Is this a word or a saying?
It's a saying.
I don't know a saying about it. Where would I use this saying?
If you're happy about something.
I'm happy as a pig in... The pig's not in... I'm happy as a pig in slop?
No.
I'm happy as a pig in mud.
Oh, there you go.
Is that it?
That's it. That's pretty close.
Happy's a pig in...
Happy as a pig in a mud bath, because pigs can't... They don't sweat. And that's the reason you see them wallowing in the mud and in the water, and that's what cooled them off, because they don't have glands where they sweat.
Why not?
You'd have to ask the man upstairs why he made him like that. I ain't got nothing to do with why they don't sweat. Yeah.
So if I'm face to face with God, the first thing you want me to ask God is why pigs don't sweat. Because I don't know how much time I'm going to have with God. You know, it's like, should that be the first question?
No, I didn't. You're leading me on now. I don't believe that'll be the first question that you, if you get, hey.
Now that I'm here, I got something that's been burning me up.
Why did you make pigs where they wouldn't sweat?
But dogs don't sweat either, right? That's why they pant. But pigs don't pant. They waller because they're more, yeah. They don't have as much fur. Okay. Give me another one.
Okay. Okay, if you're doing something and you want somebody to wait on you, what's the saying that you might would say about waiting?
Y'all go ahead. I'll be there directly.
Is that it?
That's a good one, but that ain't it.
I'll be there directly.
If you want to hold on about something, what does
hold
it mean?
Your horses.
There you go.
Hold your horses. There. That's an easy one. That almost sounds Western, not Southern.
Yeah.
Hold your horses.
Hold your horses, boy.
Oh. I'm Batman. Are we doing this?
No.
Okay. Okay.
All right. What happens when you might grab a doorknob?
Might grab a doorknob?
Yeah. It's a saying now. You got to keep this in mind. It's a saying.
Take a hold of it.
Well, you have to take a hold of it. Yeah.
Just give it a yank. Twist it. Jerk it. Grab it. Grab it and jerk it and twist it. Grab it and twist it and jerk it. I don't know.
Slicker than snot on a doorknob.
Oh. But what is that? What's the situation? What does that mean?
It just means that you go to grab it and somebody's put Vaseline or put snot on it where you can't get it open and you can't open it. So you never heard slicking and snot on a doorknob?
No, I've never heard that. So it's basically when something is slippery.
Yep.
Somebody just mopped in here. It's slicker than snot on a doorknob.
That's right.
Okay.
Okay, the last one we're going to do has got something to do when we go to church.
Okay.
And...
Goes over like a fart in church.
No, it did, but that's a good one.
That went over like a fart in church.
If the person that's in church is nervous about being there.
They're nervous about
being in church. It ain't somebody you'd expect to be in church. And they're nervous about it.
When you talk about nervous, I think about as nervous as a long-tailed cat in a room full of rocking chairs.
Well, that would be a pretty good one, but that ain't the one about what we got today.
Give me one of the words.
Sweating.
Sweating like a something in church.
Yep.
Sweating like a whore in church.
That's it.
Is that it?
Sweating more than a hooker sitting in the front row of the church.
Oh, wow. You know what? All are welcome.
That's right.
Thanks for the education.
Yeah. Well, you know, sometimes I still try to teach you a little something.
That's right.
I don't know if
every time, Dad,
you can use it.
Every single time we get together, I learn something new. And so do the people, the Myrtle Beasts.
Well, you know, we've been over some good stuff today. And if you got a joke or a question or a comment you'd like to share with me, just email me at ratherbeshaggin53@aol.com.
And remember, we're taking the next 4 weeks off for spring break.
We'll be back with a fresh episode on May the 16th. I'll see you later, son.
Thanks, Dad. Love you.
Love you, too.